This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
All right, so today I'm going to look at Xbox 360 games, the discs, and see what we can come up with. They said earlier that ChatGPT was down, but it doesn't look down now. So let's see what we can come up with. If not, I haven't used my buddy Gemini. They already named him Flash. I've been calling my buddy Zippy here on ChatGPT from probably like the day I started using it. I call him Zippy. Everyone's going to have a name. All right, so we're going to go to Xbox 360 game disc boot codes. Let's see what we come up with. Not public. So the boot disk boot process is saying you can't get the codes, but you can get the process. So it has a DVD security sector, SS, on each disk. It includes a special sector, SS. So as I've gone through this, every disk, it's got a wobble groove. That was PS1. The GD-ROM for the Dreamcast has two sectors and some sort of a groove on it. Yesterday was Nintendo. Last couple days, Nintendo has different little grooves, so they all have their own sort of security. The SS includes critical data for booting, such as the game identifiers and encrypted signatures. So as I said yesterday, I think it was, they should just not even have any of that. Just let it go, because eventually someone's going to copy it and do all that. So it would save all that time of trying to hide people from copying stuff, and then instead of just putting out stuff, save a lot of money, I think. And eventually they're going to copy them, they're going to put them on some sort of a emulator, and they're going to play them anyway. So why waste the time to start out with putting these silly grooves and all that stuff on here? Just my own opinion. DVD drive firmware is programmed to check the disc for its signatures. Custom firmware can bypass this check. So again, why even bother with that extra? I'm sure to make a disc with this special groove that pretty much every disc has, although they're different, is a lot more money, right? Because you have to program it. So it's some sort of a robot, AI, something that's programming these discs has to put that extra groove on there. So if you didn't waste your time with all that, you'd probably save a lot of money. 360s have separate partitions. Yeah, there's lots of partitions on the Xbox 360 system and Xbox One. I've never really gotten into the Xbox 360. I have a hard drive that needs... You can't just throw any new drive into an Xbox 360, or definitely not an Xbox One. You have to use a computer to put a new system on it. I've done it many times with Xbox One hard drives, but I have not yet done one with Xbox 360. But I will. Game partitions, video partitions containing metadata to show the challenges and responses during boot. The console sends a challenge to the disk sector and expects a specific response based on security data. If the response does not match the signature, the console will fail to boot. So this is a good example of I've had many Xbox One motherboards and disk drives get returned because people weren't doing the setup correctly. If you put an older firmware, this is another thing. If you have an older firmware on your thumb drive, then it's already on your Xbox. If you try to do an offline update, it will reject it right off the bat. In later updates, Microsoft introduced Anti-Piracy 2.5 to further protect games. Challenge looks more advanced disk verification to prevent booting unauthorized and modified copy games. If you're interested. So everything is now going to digital anyway. And there's really no way to put a groove on a digital game, right? So once you get the digital game, you can just manipulate it pretty much. So again, I just think all this previous stuff is just a waste of time. I'm sure it held back a lot of modding over the years, but not for long. Modifying Xbox 3 firmware or bypass securities can void warranties. He always puts that in there. Many modders use custom firmware. So AI, my buddy Zippy's going to tell me all the things you can do. But first, it's going to let you know that it can void your custom firmware. So, like iXtreme to bypass. What process? I don't know. Let's ask him. What process is used to put a Xbox 360 system on a new hard drive to then put into that system? It's basically an offline update for Xbox One, but let's see it says. To set up a new hard drive in Xbox 360, you need the following things. Prepare your hard drive. So this is where the computer comes in. This is very important. PS3, PS4, completely different animal. You just throw any hard drive in it, and it just overwrites it, and you're done. Safe mode, boom, you're done. 360, and definitely Xbox One, it's a whole different thing. So if you no steps are needed. All right. For third-party or blank hard drives, here we go. You need to configure them correctly, as the Xbox won't recognize an unprepared drive out of the box, as we've stated that. So maybe today, I have the drive around here somewhere. Maybe we'll do that today, it's a little after I get done. You need a transfer cable, so I have one of those, to move the data from an old drive to a new one. Oh, if you have the data on the correct, you can transfer, but I don't. So alternately, open your save files on other data to the cloud via Google subscriptions required. So you can transfer saved files onto Xbox 360 and then it recognizes it? No, it's got to be more than that. If you have data on your current Xbox 360 hard drive that you want to transfer, use a transfer cable. I had one of those at one time. I have one of those around. Format the hard drive. If it's blank or previously used in a different system. There we go. This is what we want to do. So we go to turn on your 360, go to settings, system storage, select new hard drive and choose format. Format erases all data on the hard drive. When you prompt to enter the serial, so that's all there is? Oh, I never knew that. So that's not how Xbox One is. If you're installing a third party or blank hard drive, downloading the Xbox system update. Xbox operating system files are not included on this these drives. You'll need to download them. So you go to here it is. So now I still have to do other stuff. All right. So you need Xbox support. You copy the update file to a USB formatted at FAT32. Whereas FAT32, huh? I thought it was NTSC. NTSC, I'm pretty sure, is for Xbox One. Insert the thumb drive, power on, system protect, and update. Alright, so that's not too bad. Xbox One, there's like four steps. And you always got to download the newest firmware. Because it always updates. And as we said, if you have an older firmware on your thumb drive to a new motherboard, it'll kick out the error. And I've had so many things over the years get returned, and buyers wouldn't listen to me. And they would return it anyway. And I was like, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I tested it, it works. They return it anyway. Hard drives or motherboards. I'd get them back, set them up, they work fine. Such a difficult thing. It's not as bad anymore. I don't sell as many as I used to. Because Xbox Ones are only not that relevant these days. as much. Installing, transferring games. If you back up games, you can transfer. So what I want to do is just put reinstall. Using third-party drives, you need tools. If you're using a third-party drive, you may need tools like Hard Drive Hacker to flash the drive with a compatible Xbox 360 firmware. Use a Western Digital hard drive, such as a Western Digital Scorpio Blue or Black, as those are known compatible. So this is actually more... First it said I could just format the drive, connect it, and then a little transfer. And then later on it says no. It's saying that you gotta add a third-party HDD HackR to flash the drive with a compatible. So with 360, with Xbox One, it's all about putting the whole system, and there's a bunch of specific partitions, and you have to do it with a computer. Tips to success: always backup information. Replacing hardware and console with a modded dashboard. Additional steps may be required. So the X, yeah, we already know how Xbox. So that's the 360. Is the disk boot process any different on FATS? Well, the 360 FATS. S1439, or, I always put the comma right there, or E1538. See if there's any difference in boot. So those will be your three different main models. The boot process for the FATS is generally the same. However, there are some differences in hardware and firmware implications. Core disk boot, common across all. So all three of the generations of the 360 reads the sector, security sector, and constant sector. The DB drive firmware communicates with the motherboards. Challenging response awaits for a response. Anti-piracy measures, AP 2.5, 3.0. Differences between the FAT 1439 and the E1538. DVD drive types. FATS use Hitachi, which is the data storage, Samsung, BenQ, and Lite-On. These drives vary, and they often have issues. Actually, 360 drives aren't that bad, like Hitachi. An early FAT system like Hitachi has less security and easier to mod. So the Hitachi, I call it data storage, is easier. That's probably why I sell those all the time. Improved drive security on the S1439, almost exclusively. So the S only.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Most exclusively was the Lite-On drives with improved security features. So actually, the drive itself has security features to it. I didn't think about that because there's a dry board in it. These drives are more resistant to firmware modifications. Tighten the challenge response mechanisms to prevent piracy. And by the time S model was released, AP 2.5 and 3.0 were fully integrated. So it was more, they added more. So then the last model was the Xbox 360E. Streamlined drive design. The E also only used Lite-On. So that's the name of the disk drive. but the firmware and hardware are optimized for cost and performance. These drivers seem, you could take the lens assembly out of an E and put it in an S and vice versa. So the lens, just like with the Xbox One, your 1540, S1681, and X1787, the disk drive is exactly the same, just the front pins on the bezel there, but inside is exactly the same, so you can take the lens out of any one of those. And I believe the Series X is also the same disk drive. It's therefore the lens, you can just swap it around. Firmware and software updates, dashboard updates. There isn't really any new firmware, but the last time I did some firmware for Xbox 360, it was like one or two. They had to do it back-to-back. Backwards compatible updates running original Xbox games may also adjust. So I don't know if I've ever played an original Xbox game on an Xbox 360. I didn't realize that was possible. I know that there's only some games of Xbox One that'll play Xbox. I mean, some of the Xbox 360s that'll play Xbox One. But I never realized that Xbox original ones played on there. Huh. That's new to me. Key considerations for modding consoles. FATs are easier to mod than the S and E. Have more security and harder to mod. The difference is, it shows the different drives. Light on, light on. So there's only light on, huh? I thought E and S had some other drives, but I guess not. Can't be right. No, I don't know. I've seen some other drives in those. There's definitely data storage. There's definitely a data storage. So that's not quite correct. E and S does have a data storage. Not many of them, but I've seen them. Full support of the AP2.530, partially. Required updates, less secure, more secure for the ENS. Easy modification for the older and not for the better. So, E and S had a data storage disk drive. Yes. Introduced the concept of removable internal drives. You need a future data? No. Just try. But it worked differently from the traditional. No, this is not. So, Hitachi. No, that's different. There is a drive that you, there's a little board that you can put in there. So it's kind of doing it. So it's talking about hard drive redesigned. 4 gigabytes and some flash. Yeah, so there's some have 4 gigabytes. One is that little board you can remove on the Trinity, on the S. So the disk drive. There is one other besides light on. Is called data storage or Hitachi. I don't really have to spell because you know the disk drive. You're absolutely correct. The Xbox One S and E models use, besides Lightworks, was the Hitachi DL10N, sometimes referred to as data store. I always say storage, data store. So that's the one the drive you want, especially in 01 through 05 original Xbox. The data store, or Hitachi, whatever you want to call it, I call it data storage, is the one you want drive. So this one is called Hitachi DL10N drive. Features of that one, same deal. It replaced the drive key stored in the console's motherboard. So it had region locked, respects region coding, other drives used. Oh, so there is Santa. That's what I thought. So other drives used in Slim and E are Samsung, BenQ, and the older models of Hitachi. Identifying the drive, you can remove the label. Okay, so let's look at Let's look at Xbox 360 game library. We'll save Xbox One for another time. Because then we can talk about putting on an offline update. Doing a new hard drive on that. So, 360 boasts over 2,000 games in its library. Library included retail discs, digital only, backwards compatible, Xbox Live, shooters, Mass Effect series was cool, Halo, I never really liked Halo. I like it, but I don't like first-person games. Gears of War, big fan of Gears of War. Fable 2, Fable 3, backwards compatible, so there is. I didn't know I could do that. I have Knights of the Old Republic, big fan, and then the second one, pretty fun. Thought they were supposed to make a sequel, but I don't know if it ever just came out. Then there's the Kinects. Remember Xbox 360? Now we're talking Kinects games. Kinect Star Wars. So it was like the better version of the Wii Wand thing. And then the Xbox One has its own. Although I don't really remember seeing many Xbox One Kinects games. Backwards compatible on Xbox One and Series X. Many games will play at a higher resolution, faster loading times, auto HDR. Notable games: Elder Scrolls, Red Redemption, Mass Effect, Bioshock, Assassin's Creed. There's like a million. Dark Souls. I actually have a Dark Souls 2. All right, so that's. Let me just see if there's anything rare. Rare games. 360. Let's see if you'll come up with something. You really can't say. I always say, if it's not like it's a PS1 game. Operation Darkness, a tactical RPG during World War II with supernatural elements like werewolves and vampires. Huh. It has a niche title with a printed run. Let's look at that on eBay. Operation Darkness. That'd be right up my alley. Let's check it out. I like the cross reference a little bit. Gets me in trouble. I had a guy. Operation Darkness, $48. Whoa. $100. So, yeah, that's worth some money. Whoa. $100. Operation Darkness, yeah. $124, $150. And see, this one's $9.99. Oh, that's just a manual. $90. Wow. Never even heard of it until right now. So here's one for $52, and that's in Japan. But Japan doesn't have any. PS3 doesn't have. Yeah, I'm definitely not getting anything like that. So I got a game, and the guy, it was cheaper than it probably should have been, and I bought it, and then the guy refunded me, saying that I canceled the order. Bonehead. I wanted that game too. It's a Sega CD game. Alright, so NCAA Football 14. The last football game ever made by EA Sports. That's cool. Radiant Fighters Aces. Shoot 'em up. Very limited. Marvel's vs. Capcom 2. Tales of Vesperia. Special Edition. Deadly Premonition. It's a cult classic survival game. I can't say that word. Some words I just can't speak for some reason. Premonition. There it is. Deadly Premonition. So we know that Operating Darkness is super expensive for a 360 game. Oh my goodness. So Deadly Premonition. That one. Looks kind of cool. I've never seen that one before. Oh, it's on Switch too. Deadly Premonition 2 on Switch. I wonder what the first one's like. Deadly Premonition on PS3 Director's Cut. France Edition. So $40. More like $50. Deadly Premonition. So those are my two new games. You can get a Switch for $89. Deadly Premonition Origins Collection Edition. Sealed for Switch. So, Deadly Premonitions 2 on Switch. So, Switch really doesn't really usually have, like, a mature games. Deadly Premonitions Origins and Deadly Premonitions 2 Sealed. That sounds pretty fun. $109 to get $24. Hard disk only. I almost kind of want to get it, but I can't right now. I'll keep that one in mind. I can't believe this has been a time when I've fired up a Xbox 360 to play a game. Well, this one with just a disc only. Deadly Premonition 2. Alright, so that's what they got. So anything survival horror is always fun. Witcher 2, Assassin Kings. I have Witcher 3 I never played. Jurassic Park, the game. It was pulled from digital stores due to licensing expirations. WarTech, Darkness of Days, first-person shooter. Yeah, I don't do first-persons. I just can't handle them. Unless they're really slow. Like a point-and-click kind of first-person, I can do that. Avoids Assault. Final Fantasy X1 Ultimate Collection. Cameo, Elements of Power. So that's pretty cool. Alright, so that's my little bit of Xbox 360. And tomorrow I'll do Xbox One, or I'll do PS2. Kind of keep going side to side until I'm out, and then I'll figure out some new stuff after that. Alright, so you guys have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Alright, bye.